Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Our topic today is the Sharia, Islam, and the Kuffar Shia. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Marana Zahid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, our first point, the Shias and the Quran Sharif. Can Mufti Saab give us details?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We welcome the listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And today, remember, is the 8th of Shawwal, yeah, in South Africa. And in the world, most countries in the world, it is, remember, the 9th of Shawwal. So why I'm mentioning that? Those of you who want to get married in other parts of the world, get married tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib, after Isha, or tomorrow is 10th of Shawwal. And in that way there, you're practicing properly on the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. 10th Shawwal was the date Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nikah took place with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Open Tirmidhi Sharif and Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif by Mullah Liqari, for the date itself. Okay, anything you want to discuss, then always you must study from the books of the people you are speaking about. If we're speaking about Jutlas and Jews, we must quote their books. If we're speaking of Christians, we must quote the Bible like that. So now we speak about compare. So this is what we're going to do today, Muqarana. We draw a comparison. We, the Muslims, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah throughout the world, say the Quran Sharif has 114 surahs and it has 6,236 verses. So what do the Shia say? So the Shia say, you must remember that, إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ جِبْرَيْلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ إِلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَبْعَ أَشَرَ أَلْفْ آيَةٍ. So it has, they say, 17,000 verses. So where will you find this? So remember, we always have to quote their books, you must remember that. And their books, you must remember, is what? So Usulul Kafi by Kulaini, and in volume 2, page 463, and in the chapter of Fadlul Quran. So we must remember, this is their most authentic book, the Shia book, right? So there you will find it. So that's already one point. So we say the Quranic verse is Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. They say no, Kuntum a'imma ukhrijat linnas. So we say khayra ummatin, they say Kuntum khayra a'immatin ukhrijat linnas. So that also you will find in there, you understand what they say is the original version of the noble Quran. Likewise, you must remember that Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. So because they say imamat is wahbi. So remember, like how nubuwat is wahbi, Allah give, nobody can just become an imam and so forth. So they say no, that verse we reading it wrong, Allah forbid. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna minal muttaqina imama. You see, that's how they work it out and so forth and so on. So if you want all these things here, yeah, so there's a whole book which I have, you must remember, that is written by the Shias and so forth. So everything I'm telling you, you must write down. a Shia Isna Ashariya, the 12 verse. You must remember that it is the Shias that were 12 verse, were Tahriful Quran. And the so-called Tahriful Quran, the changes they brought in the Quran. Muhammad Abdul Rahman a Saif, what a sword, what a scene. So Saif, sword. You know sword, sword means sword, talwar, what a sword. You know the sword you used to cut and slice and that. So Muhammad Abdul Rahman Saif. So that is what is written there. You must remember this. So I'm just giving you from this book here, that, and the main book, if you want to see this here, then you must go to this book here, write it down for you students and ulama and so forth and so on, that if you really want to make tahqiq and you want to make research on this topic and so forth. So the book's name is Faslul Khitab Fi Isbati Tahrifi Kitabi Rabbil Arbab by Hussein Nuri Tabrasi. They call him Allama Tabrasi. Faslul Khitab. It's known as by Allama Hussein Nuri Tabrasi. But the full complete title will be Faslul Khitab Fi Ithbati Tahrifi Kitabi Rabbil Arbab. They say, Aliyazu Billah, the Shias say, and contend, that they, the Sahaba, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, they brought about Tahrif, and they changed the Quran and all that, to manipulate it and change it, and all these type of things. And obviously, they'll blame Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and all the Sahaba, basically, that they brought about all these changes, and so forth, and so on. And remember, now I'm telling you about those verses, how they read it and so forth and so on. See, I read for you here. So what they say, you understood? I'll just read one, two examples of what they say and so forth and so on. So Ni'matullah Jazairi. So he says, you must remember that this book here, فَيَرْتَفِيُ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَيَخْرُجُ الْقُرْآنَ and وَيُخْرُجُ الْقُرْآنَ الَّذِي أَلَّفَهُ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So remember that, so this Quran here is not the original one. The original one is by Dea Mahdi. And Dea Mahdi, remember, is in a cave now for almost 12 centuries. So what he's doing with the Quran, Allah alone knows, supposed to be. This is written in the book Al-Anwarun Nu'maniya. And likewise, you must, all their books, basically, they speak of these type of things here, that how the Quran Sharif, according to them, they say, it has been changed and all that. Ali Azghal Al-Burjurdi, he says, Al-Wajib An-Na'taqidu Anna Al-Quran Al-Asli Lam Yaqa' Fihi Taghyirun Wa Tabdeelun Ma Annahu Waqa' Al-Tahrif Wal-Hadaf Fil-Quran Al-Ladhi Allafahu Ba'du Al-Munafiqeen. So some of the Munafiqeen, they brought these changes. Sahaba, Allah forbid, they call it the Munafiqeen. Allah forbid. Wal-Quran Al-Asli Al-Haqiqi Mawjood In the Imam Al-Asri Ajjal Allahu Farajahu. When I went to Iran, I used to use this latest word so many times. So I used to wonder, Ajjal, I thought they saying Farjahu. Farj means the private part, you know. So I said, what, they want to make muta or what? So Ajjal Allahu Farajahu. Ya Allah, take him out quickly. But the du'as are not accepted. 12 centuries almost have passed and still is not there. So this is Aqaidu Shia Ali Burjurdi. So you must remember this type of things here. So that is where you will find all these funny, funny things there. So how they say the Quran Sharif has been changed and so forth. See, I show you another one. They say, you must remember this, Iddi'a'u ulama'i shi'a naqsu suratin bi akmaliha min al-Quran. They say there are surah called a surah wilaya. That whole surah has been omitted and removed. Suratun Nurain, so that has been removed and all these things here. And where you will find all these things here, you will find it in their famous books. You must remember, for example, Nuri Tabrasi writes in Faslul Khitab, and the same words you will see that is written by so many others. Allama Majlisi writes in his book Tazkiratul A'imma, and so on. Now these are the main players, you must remember, in the Shia school and so forth and so on. So we must be very, very careful about what they say and so forth. not carried away that they attack Israel and so forth. We will always support those people, remember, who attack American interests and Israeli interests. But that does not make them automatically Muslim. We should always remember that. We will support you in that field that you did good. But that does not mean that now because of that you become a Muslim. So you still will remain a non-Muslim. And that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about, you must remember, where at in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said that these are the people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّجُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. So Allah Ta'ala will help this deen through non-Muslims also. Yeah, in South Africa, under apartheid and all that, what you see. So you must remember, they gave us masajid, they gave us the place for the masjid mosque, they gave us place for Qabristan. So does it make them Muslim? Obviously it doesn't make them. There's ANC with all their mix-up and upside-down corruption. So they helped us in this sense, freedom of speech. So we got radio stations, all that. Does it make them Muslim? Obviously, it don't make them. So these are easy examples we all can understand. Next week is big Ijtima here in Indonesia and so forth, which Muslim countries won't allow you. So, but Ijtima didn't come with ANC. Ijtima came from that time already. In 1966 was the first Ijtima held, you must remember, where? There in, you must remember, in Ladysmith. Amar Qasim Sema and them were the biggest organizers of it. So you must remember where it was held, in the Sufi Masjid. So Ijtimas are we in 2024 and 1966, 60 years plus minus. So we must be very clear. So not you must just say everything ANC, ANC like blind people. So that is what I wanted to show you about the Quran Sharif. You must remember. So many examples one can give. Sheikh Sabuni writes, you must remember in his book, that they say, Yakh Maraj al-Bahrain. Maraj al-Bahrain yaltaqiyan. Bahrain means Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima, they met. And then who came? يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَ اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. So then the Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein came, you must remember. See now what the tafsir is. Allah is speaking of the two oceans meet and the rubies and pearls come out and so forth and so on. And they make all these kind of meanings and so forth. So we should know all these kind of things, especially when we get carried away with the public. And all this, we must remember, we will prove to you from their kitabs, nothing from our kitab and so forth and so on. So therefore, we can never, if people say Quran is changed, Allah forbid and so on and so on. So what you will say? So, and this is the belief of majority Shia scholars. They say the Quran Sharif is Muharraf, you must have changed, Allah forbid. So therefore, we can never ever accept it and so forth and so on. So that is one topic finished. Second topic, remember, is about the now Sunnah. Quran is finished now, we come to Sunnah. See all our books, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, Mu'tah Malik, all. They reject all. They reject everything. And the only time they will accept it, if it is in their favor. For example, the hadith, I give you one, two hadith. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahl al-Jannah. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, you must remember that who are they? That they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So they'll say 100% is hadith. Where's the hadith? In Tirmidhi. So they'll say very good. But all the other ahadith, 90% they reject. You see? Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa, Ahlul Jannah. Sayyida Fatima is the leader of the women. It's our belief. We accept it. But they, the Shias, they reject it. So why do they reject it? But you just heard now what they say. They say that Sahaba are munafiqeen, Allah forbid. So they have a term, you must remember, what they call takfiru Sahaba. You understand? So that is to reject the Sahaba and say that they are non-Muslim and so forth and so on. So that is what you must remember. And that is unanimous amongst them. They will tell you, say, now, Khomeini wrote that, this one wrote that. I got another book here. Ulama'u Shia Yaqulun. What the Shia ulama, they themselves say. So you must remember these type of things here. Any page I open, I can give you things, you must remember this. So what they say about this Sahabi, that Sahabi, about this, about that. So you must remember that that is the unanimous belief. So if Sahaba are non-Muslim, Allah forbid, and so forth and so on, then how are you going to accept the hadith? Because you must remember there's a thing called sanad. Lawla al-isnad, laqala man sha'a ma sha'a, Abdullah Mubarak said. So you must remember that. So when the Sahaba, Allah forbid, aliyazubillah, are non-Muslim, so it means the hadith, the whole entire hadith collapses. You all understood? So that is what they say, and so forth, and so on. So I read to you, you must remember certain sayings of this of these people here. These kuffar Shia, what they say. You must remember this. So they say about Sahaba and so forth. So they say that, okay, I read for you one, two ibadat of theirs, right? One, two of their texts and so forth. So these are what they, the Shias, will say. So we say Sahaba are ma'asuma anbiya alayhimus salam, protected from all sins and that mistakes they made. Sahaba are mahfuz, that even if they made mistakes and committed sins, Allah Jalla wa'ala forgave them, and walaqad afa ankum, and so forth and so on. But what they say, now see, I'm reading for you from this kitab here, right? And this is, if you want, page 80, Tambih. إِلَمْ أَنَّ أَشْرَفَ الْأَمْكِنَا وَالْأَوْقَاتِ وَالْحَالَاتِ And all these things here. So they say, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي الْمَبَالِ فَقُلْ إِنْدَ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ التَّخْلِيَةِ وَالْإِسْتِبْرَاءِ وَالتَّطْهِيرِ Now when you go to toilet and all that, and you're cleaning yourself, making istinja and all that, you must say. Now see the words, Ishiya Kitab, page 80. اللَّهُمَّ الْأَنْ Umar. Oh Allah, curse Umar. This I'm reading from Shia Kitab. So remember, Ya Allah, curse Umar. This is why you're making istinja after urinating, defecating. Thumma Aba Bakr wa Umar. Thumma Uthman wa Umar. Thumma Muawiyah wa Umar. Thumma Yazid. Yazid is Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's son. Wa Umar. You see, every time they got there. Thumma Ibn Ziyad wa Umar. Thumma Ibn Sa'ad wa Umar. Thumma Shamar wa Umar. Thumma Askarahum wa Umar. Allahumma al-an Aisha wa Hafsa wa Hind wa Umm al-Hakim. So they cursing every day, they go toilet and so forth. And so. This is Shia Kitab. So you must remember this type of thing. So I'm asking you, when they are cursing left, right and center, so how can you, somebody swears your mother, father, all of them, you must remember day and night and so forth. So how will you ever, you must remember, accept it that these people can be our partners and so forth and so on. So you must remember, it can never happen like this type of things here. So, right. Now, that is what they say. Naqal kufr kufr nabashid. Naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. You understand? So you must remember. So now let's juxtapose and draw comparison. So we ask them, what you all say? They say, no. You see, when you go Iran, you go Iraq, all these places. So they got two, three slogans they have, very famous. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. They all will shout, Ali Muhammad, like that. In their style, they will say it, you know. So, this, so Ali Muhammad, according to them, so Panchtan Pak. Now, our Sunnis also, you must remember, because they're simple and naive, they don't understand majority of them, they're going or coming or what. Muharram time, half the Sunnis in the Sunni world become Shias. Not in aqidah, in belief, but in actions and so forth. So if you ask who, you'll see they put frames in their house. So what is Panchtan Pak? Five personalities constitute the Ahlul Bayt. Ali Nabi, Ali Bayt, and that, you see. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima, right? Two. Sayyida Ali, three. Then Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Finish, no more. I'm asking you, did you read Quran? You must remember these type of things here. Go read the Quran Sharif, you must remember that Surah 33, verses 33, 34, 35. Allah Ta'ala calls the honorable wives Ahl al-Bayt. So why they? So I'm asking, simple question I ask you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100% is Ahlul Bayt. Sayyida Fatima is 100% Ahlul Bayt. So if the father is Ahlul Bayt, the daughter is Ahlul Bayt, so what crime the mother committed, she's not Ahlul Bayt. So why they excluded Sayyidah Khadija? They excluded Sayyidah Khadija, Allah forbid, because of their hatred for who? For Sayyidah Aisha and Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anhuma, because they hated them and they hate their fathers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar also radiallahu anhum. You see? So you must understand these things here. I'm simplifying, so you, the awam, the public, the listeners, you need to understand these things here. So they say, we love. Okay, we will see how much you love. Quran Kareem states, Surah 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuha an-nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul li azwajik, tell your honorable wives. So honorable wives, at-tayyibatu li-tayyibin. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most tayyib, the most pure, the most chaste, the most precious, the most beloved to Allah in the entire universe. And then his wives, Ya nisa an-nabi lastunna ka ahadi min an-nisa, that you are the best of women, and you telling us all these kind of things. Yeah? So who's fooling who in the zoo? You see? So we need to know all this. Second one is this, that we say Alun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first and foremost refers to the honorable wives of Nabi Alayhi Salam, and then the children, and then grandchildren, and so forth. Allah said, Wa banatika, and your daughters. They excluded all the daughters. They say Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulsoom. These are not Nabi alayhi salam's children, they say. They say Sayyida Khadija came with them. You see, these are shaitans. You must understand this. They're rejecting. This is tahrif they are making in the Quran. Tahrif means to corrupt the text and corrupt the meaning. So that is how they corrupt it, and people just believe, like, you know. So we must be very clear on these issues here. So, now I challenge them always. Not one Shia can break this argument. If you come to my house now, or you go to my library, I show it to you. So, you must remember the Shia kitab written, Al-Ihtijaj, by Tabrasi, you see. So, what Tabrasi wrote there, about the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. You can Google it also and see. All these references I'm giving you. So it is Friday, it's 10th of Muharram, and it is the Maidan Etuf, Maidan Etufuf, Tuf, Tufuf boat, and the place is Karbala, Iraq. And Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu warza, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grandson of the Master, al-Islam, what he does, Rafa'a yadayhi, he raises his Mubarak hands, Wada'a ala shi'ati, he curses the Shia. That was one of the last actions he did prior to his martyrdom. Cursing the Shias. You told us you coming to help us, summa kataluna, then you coming to murder us. This is written by Sheikh Mufid in the book called Irshad. Irshad is the book's name, and Sheikh Mufid is their scholar. In Ihtijaj, it is written by Allama Tabrasi. The eyewitness to what happened in Karbala is Imam Zainul Abidin. I use the word Imam because they use Imam. So we say Sayyidina Zainul Abidin. Who is Sayyidina Zainul Abidin? He is the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Eyewitness. He survived because he was very sick and all that, but he saw everything. Father martyred, murdered everything. So he addressed them, Ya Ahl Kufa. Ya Ahl Shia, it means. You are the ones, the autumn, you invited my father, and you said that you will take bay'ah on him and that. And then, ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَذَلْتُمُ, you left him and you forsook him and left him there. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, how will you face the Master, alayhi salam, day of Qiyamah, وَوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, he, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will address you and say, that قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered my grandson, وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, and then our lofty rank of Ahlul Bayt, all that, you desecrated it. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, this is not my kitab, it's your kitab, and you're not part of this ummah. That's why you hear on the radio, this is not AK's fatwa or AK-47's fatwa. This is Imam Zainul Abidin, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin's fatwa. You kuffar, Shia, you don't belong to this. When I was in Newcastle, I should tell Muhammad Qasim Sema, our principal, Rahimullah, we must write to all the Darul Iftas, the Arab world, we must write to Iran, right here. We'll get a lot of Maulana old, and he didn't worry. I said, now leave Maulana. So I started writing. So my name, Abdul Qadir Husseini, you see. So I used to write to them and all. They used to send me so many books. That's how I collected so many books of the Shias and all. If you come now to my house, I show you a book, Al-Imam Zainul Abidin, Muassasatul Balagh, the people who printed it in Iran. The same ibarat I read now, this text is mentioned in that book also. Now what you say? You're printing the book and you're giving everything to the other people and saying that you all murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. And therefore his son is so upset with you. And if you read before that in the book called A'yanu Shia, Ishiruna Alfan, 20,000 of them took the bay'ah on Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and while murdering and martyring them, wa bay'atuhu fi a'naqihim. So while they didn't break the bay'ah, the pledge, but they were murdering and martyring Sayyidina Hussein. It's written in A'yanu Shia. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved mother is Fatima al-Kubra, the senior Fatima. And his daughter, Sayyidina Hussein's daughter, is Fatima Sughra. Same Al-Ihtijaj, Allama Tabrasi writes. What he writes, that you must remember, she's cursing them. Taballakum and Wala'natul Alaikum. Allah decimate you, destroy you. Allah curse you. Qataltu qataltum abi al-yawm kama qataltum jaddi bil-ams. Today you murdered my father. In the previous years, in the yesteryear, you murdered and killed my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So you are the people that you murdered him. What they said when she said all this? They start singing poetry. What they said? The Shias. They said, قَاتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَابْنَ عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِهِ. All this in Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali. Allah forbid. Yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid. And we used the swords and the spears made in India. So what bigger evidence do you need? So when you hate Sahaba, you hate the Ahlul Bayt. You martyred and murdered the Ahlul Bayt. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala who said, Inna Muawiya khayr al-li. You are the one that you'll stab me, you'll try to assassinate me, and so forth. Again written in Ihtijaj. So how you reconcile? One side you say you love the Ahlul Bayt. On the other side you murdered the Ahlul Bayt. You attempted to assassinate them, and so forth. So I gave you Quran, I gave you Sunnah, I gave you Ahlul Bayt, and now we must go to 3-4 other issues. So I'll discuss, you must remember, we'll go for a break now, and then we will discuss 3-4 other issues, namely the fiqh. This book I bought there in Iran when I went 2013, therefore I brought it both. I'll discuss this book just now. So Muhammad Jawad Mughanniya. And you understand, or Maghniya, whatever his name. So you must remember, Al-Fiqhu al-Madai bil-Khamsa. And this one I bought, you know, when I saw it. So how you must work with fiqh with 5 schools. They bring the Jafari school, you see. And how we Sunnis also, we mix up people. We go promote the Shia school. I'll show you that also. And then in that, we will speak about 2 issues to catch them properly. One is about the Mahdi, and one is about Mut'ah. So inshallah, these 2 topics are very good because these are things that they don't know how to answer. You understood? So now we go for a break inshallah, and then we'll continue inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll meet our listeners after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Respected listeners, we return to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhayib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the 4 schools of thought. Our topic is on Shiism. Mufti Saab, Shias and Fiqh, Mufti Saab can explain to us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You will find in our books, Sunni books, I saw it in so many of our books, You will find it in the Tasawwuf books. You will find it in other books. They quote this one saying, Lawla sanatan la halaka Nu'man. What they say? Lawla sanatan la halaka Nu'man. So Lawla sanatan means Imam Abu Hanifa is saying, or the Hanafis are saying, that if Imam Abu Hanifa did not spend 2 years in the company of Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah, then la halaka Nu'man, it should be destroyed. So this is Shia propaganda. You must remember that Ja'far Sadiq is not the ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa. Yes, they were contemporaries. 2-3 ahadis, maybe he learned from him. But they used to learn from one another. So you don't call that 2 years he spent in all that. So that the whole saying is a hoax. So this is something we must know in our tafsir kitabs, in our hadith kitab, in our asma'ul rijal kitab, in our fiqh kitab, in our history. Everywhere the Shias have infiltrated. You must remember that. So therefore, you have to sift out what is authentic and what is Shia propaganda. When I came here, to Lens, so you must remember this. I'm giving you one example of that. Jamiat Ulama Transvaal, when they started? 1923. Understood? I came here 2001. So then sometimes they used to ask me questions. So somebody asked me a question, is it true that Qiyamah comes on 10th Muharram? I said, it's totally wrong. Quran says, La ta'atikum illa baghta. Qiyamah will come to you suddenly. Quran says. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, he said, Mal mas'ulu anabi a'la min asa'il, hadith Bukhari Muslim. And that, so I said, where you got this? He said, yeah, in our syllabus of the Jamiat Transvaal. So I said, show me, they brought it. So then I told Maulana Yusuf Wadi, Yusuf Wadi is a very good person, mashallah. I like him, you know. So I told him, Maulana, ye to qabil islah hai. You'll have to change this. This is 100% Shia propaganda. And even in more Tanvi's kitab is written like that. Understood? Even other Tanvi Rahmatullah, some kitab is written like that. So see how they have infiltrated and made things famous. You understood? And then we like sheep, we just follow it. Who goes to make tahqiq and all that? So this is absolute lies, you must remember. So therefore, then they write a book like this. Now if you look, you can see the title. Al-Fiqhu al-Madhaib al-Khamsa. First Al-Ja'fari, then Hanafi, then Maliki, then Shafi, then Hanbali. They say this is the chronological table. This one is the Ustad, this one is Ustad, 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 like that. You see, like this type of things there. So that's why I brought it to show you. So, now, yeah, I found something very nice. I made a note of it also. So, let us just read something from this book here, this book of theirs, you understand? So, this is what they wrote. This is the Shia writing, you understand? So, yeah, if you read his name, you'll see Muhammad Jawad, Mughanniya, you understand? I don't know if he was singing or what, you understand? And this is Beirut print, you understood? Okay. So he says, called Imamiya. They call themselves Imamiya because of the 12 Imams, and their fiqh they call Ja'fariya. The Jews, okay, so they say that some places there's ikhtilaf, in some places no ikhtilaf. Now, yeah, he says, Lafzul Imamiya, so ilmun ala man dana bujubil imama. So you must remember that, or alamun, you understand whatever it is. So that is for those people who say you must believe in Imamiyya, the 12 Imams and so forth. And bil khilafati alal Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. You must accept that Sayyidina Ali is the first Khalifa and all that. So that they say. Now, when you say this word, this is what I want to show. وَيُطْلَقُ عَلَى الْفِقْهِ الْإِمَامِيَّةِ الْفِقْهُ الْجَعْفَرِ لِأَنَّ تَلَامِدَهُ الْإِمَامِ جَعْفَرَ صَادِقُ. You see that? So you must remember, because we take the fiqh from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, they say. And summiyat bil usul al arba. Okay. Then this whole fiqh came in 4 kitabs. These are what they call ummahatul kutub. You understand? So wahadil kutub min ahammal maraji. You understood? So these are the 4 main kitabs. Which one? Hiyal kafi. So usulul kafi. Then malla yahdurul faqih. You see? So you must remember that is the second one. Al-Istibsar and Tahzib. So these are the most important books of the Shia school. You see? So Usulul Kafi is by who? Is by Kulaini. You must remember that. And you must remember that Malla Yahdurul Faqih and Al-Istibsar and all that. At least we should know the kitab And we should know, you must remember who the authors are and so forth and so on. So, Malla Yahdurul Faqih. So remember the author is Muhammad bin Ali al-Hussein ibn Babawiyya al-Qummi. So that's what they call Allama Qummi. I say Qum. Qum is the place where I went to. So As-Saduq, you must remember it's called Saduq. And so he is the author of that. And that is Malla Yahdurul Faqih. Then you come to Al-Istibsar. So you must remember. So what I'm trying to say, all their books, we should know, at least that's this much here, that who are their main authors and so forth and that. Then they got, you must remember, Tahzib. So like now, who is the author of Tahzib and all that? So all this here, we must know who they are. Like, you know, we say Rijalul Kashi. So they got here Abi Amr Muhammad Al-Kashi. Kashi is a place named there in Iran and so forth. So these are their main four books, what they call the Shias. And we must know this here, so what they are saying and so forth, right? So that is finished now from this kitab. Now let us go, you must remember, to the two maslas that I want to discuss now in the time that's left. One is the masala of mut'a. We say mut'a is 100. Okay, before I go to that, you must remember that Hazrat Ja'far Sadiq, he was there in Medina Munawwara, is buried there also. So you must remember there was one Ravi. You understand? So he used to concoct and fabricate things and say Ja'far said this, Imam Ja'far said this, Zurara. You understand his name? He, Ja'far Sadiq, when he heard it, so you must remember, he used to say, La'anatullahi ala Zurara. You understood? So he used to curse him because he's lying against me and that. So they took that statement from Zurara and they say this is what Ja'far Sadiq said. You see? A person like Imam Bukhari, who is Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, he didn't take a single hadith of Ja'far Sadiq. He said, why? He said, La na'rifu sahihahu wa saqimu. I myself do not know what is 100% authentic and what is authentic, what is not unauthentic. So they made a khalat of everything. You understand? They mixed everything. So imagine, these are things we must know. Let's come to the issue of Mut'a. They gave me this book. Khomeini's books I got, they gave me. Not that I went in. So they gave it to me. So Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, I showed it to you also. And in that book he wrote, you can make mut'a for 1 hour. Understood? Now when I asked them, that is this Kufar Shias, that which one of you is prepared to give your daughter 1 hour? When I had a debate with the Shia here, so in CII we had, I told him, you allow your daughter. So he didn't know what to do. He said, okay. I allowed my daughter to make muta, and I told my son-in-law, for 1 year, you must just sleep and all that. And then when you'll see you're compatible, then after that, we will see that we'll make nikah da'im, permanent nikah, like you see. So I asked him that, you know, every night used to go with a torch there and see what they're doing, you understand? That whether he's making duhul or not, whether he's entering her or not, or whatever. You understood? He got mad, he stood up. I said, hey, you don't try and stuff it all this time. This is our place, this. We'll give you a good hiding. So, you see, so that is there. You put them in a corner, they don't know what to do and all that. See, this is again their book I'm quoting from. Ulama ushia yaqulun. You see, this is Markazu Ihya'i Turati Ahlul Bayt. Okay? So this is their book and all that. So now we are speaking about this muta and all these type of things there. They say, no, you see, people go and study. So then instead of committing zina and all that, they can do these type of things here. So all that is jais, and they'll quote this, all these type of things here. So you must remember this type of thing. So what is the muta? So this is what they say and all these things here. I just quote for you. He said, so you must remember that, I just give one to Ibarats of theirs. You understood? So, this is what is written here on page 141. You understand? So, they say that, you say, you can do one taha bitwalaq bada sittati ashur. You can go by her, and she must be 16 years old, and after 6 months it finishes up. You understood? You see that? He can even commit sodomy with her. Understood? So you must remember this kind of thing. Okay. And they speak about Madinati Kashan. I went to Kashan. That's where Abu Lu'lu is buried and all that. Then they got there. Aqama ma'ana awwala laylatain faqat. You see that? So you must remember that. So that one, two nights and all that. And Mumarasatul Jins bintizam. Watad u toba. Mina anna baqiyat azra. So he says that if you don't want to, you understand, deflower her, you keep her a virgin, then you just sodomize her, the back and all that, so that also is jai. So she will remain a virgin. Now this is their muta. You understand? And they call it toba also. You understood? So this is how their toba works, you must remember, and all these type of things. Can you believe people will fall for these type of things here? And this is written in their books. Ulama wa Shia yaqulun. You got it? So, and this is page 141 in this type. So, and remember, it's just boy and girl. There's no permission from the girl's father, and there's no witnesses required. You just agree on the amount you are going to pay her. Therefore, Sheikh Sabuni wrote a book about muta, and on the front cover he wrote, starting, Al-muta hiya zina bi'ayniha. And it is 100% zina, prostitution. Who said so? Hazrat Imam Jafar said so. Understood? I got the book. So you must remember these things. Yeah. Then we go to one more topic. You must remember about that Mahdi. You understood? Because they say Mahdi, Ajjalallahu farajahu, Ajjalallahu, he's going to come. But we're waiting so long, he hasn't come. What's happening? You must remember that. So they say that when he comes and all that, so he will do everything right and do fix everything up and all these type of things. So he will come there, you must remember, to Masjidun Nabawi, and they will do a lot of things there and all that and all. Okay. So yeah, let me read one to Ibarat and all that about what they say. So, okay. So when he comes and all these type of things, this is the Mahdi of theirs, not the Mahdi we speak about. You understood? So we speak about their Mahdi, what they are saying and so forth. So see Abu Ja'far. So Abu Ja'far means Imam Baqir. يقوم القائم بأمر جديد وكتاب جديد وقضاء جديد على الأرب شديد. You see that? He will be dead against the Arabs. ليس شأنه إلا السيف. And remember, he will just be killing the people left, right and center and so forth and so on. And when they say Abu Ja'far, then it means Imam Baqir. And when they say Abu Abdullah, it means Imam Ja'far. You got the difference? So they say that, مَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِخُرُوجِ الْقَائِمِ فَوَاللَّهِ. So you must remember that, وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا سَيْفُ وَالْمَوْتَ تَحْتَ ذِلِّ سَيْفُ. So there will be just be murder, mayhem and killing people and so forth and so on and so on. And they say that what will happen? That you must remember that Yakunu Jibrail Amamahu and Wa Mikail and Yaminihi Wa Israfil and Mizan Yasarihi. You understood? So this is what they're saying about all. See, I read another one about theirs. So Ida Dahara Amruhum Ay Hakamu Bihukmi Dawood Wa Ali Dawood. Well, okay, all that they got here. So many things you will find here they write, you must remember. But the problem is that how come you must remember that we're still waiting for him and he hasn't come? He is there in Surah Manra'a. He's still there in the cave and so forth and so on. So now, if you look at how long you must remember, is his ghiba. Ghiba is his absentee and all that is missing and so forth. So how come it's so long? So I one day I had a debate with them. I said, he must be very hungry. So they got very upset with me. I said, 12 centuries. They said, no, it's karamat. I said, how karamat? They say, how, you understand, Ashab-e-Kahf for there. I said, Ashab-e-Kahf for 300 years. Maximum 309 years. Your people is 1200 years almost. So how's that now? So they didn't know how to answer. You see that? So you must remember this type of things. So let's just go on with one more thing here. That this they say, "Ainama takunu yati bikumullahu jamia, whom ashabul qaim." So these they say is his companions, that he'll bring everybody and all these type of things there. So we must be very clear that when they speak of this, Mahdi is all fairy tales and got nothing to do and so forth. It is one big bluff that they are fooling their people and so forth. So that is why our final ruling on theirs, and for past 40 years we are saying this, the Shias and we got no place, you must remember this. They are the ones, you know, you're going to go for Umrah, you're going to go for Hajj and all these things. They stole the Hajar al-Aswad. They stole the Hajar al-Aswad. You must remember that they were a group, you people must know these things. They were a group of Shia. They were called Batiniya. They were called Karamita. They're like the worst type of Shias. So it was day of Hajj. Hajj was starting. You understood? And remember that the people were there. They got a hold of them and they killed thousands of people in Ihram. They dumped them in a Zamzam, dumped them here, everywhere. And then they went, because they knew their power is waning, you see that. So when you know, like the Jutlas now, they know that they're losing and they can't have face, show face. So they just kill anybody. So and everybody. So remember that. So they went there and they stole Hajar al-Aswad. Where they took it? To Bahrain. You see, so the, even today in Bahrain, majority are Shias. The government is Sunni, Spaza Sunni, they puppets of MBS and Murtad, also Murtad, the leader there, the king. So and now the people, majority are Shias till today, so in Bahrain. So now if you go, so they kept it there, the Hajar al-Aswad, for how long? For 22 years. So what must the people? So the ulama told them, you just face the direction and that. Then our Sunnis retrieved it after 22 years, but not the whole Hajar al-Aswad, just pieces of it, 8 pieces plus minus 8. So if you kiss, our people just kiss anywhere. You must go very, but nowadays you can't, the crowd is big also. But one day if you get chance, like when we went inside the Kaaba with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, so then you come one by one, the army is there, so nobody else there. So then you could see properly, 100%. I mean, first time I went, 74, then 75. Every round you could kiss Hajar al-Aswad. Then also you could see clearly. So it is like pearls there inside. You know, so not you just kiss anywhere, like I would just kiss anywhere, say I kiss Hajar al-Aswad. That, I mean, your intention, inshallah, Allah will reward you. But you must kiss those pearls. Like that is Hajar al-Aswad. Lahu lisanun yantiqu bihi. Then that stone will bear testimony in your favor on day of Qiyamah. You see, that Sheikh Owama, his son-in-law, Sheikh Said Baghdash, I got the book there. So Tariqul Hajar al-Aswad, wa fada'iluhu wa masailu, all that he wrote, you must remember. So very good book it is, excellent masterpiece, you must remember that. So you must try and get in all the details I mentioned there with the dates and everything in there. So anyway, end of the day, we all must read this. Surah 3, we're ending now. Surah 3, verse 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. O Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. Ba'da idh hadaytana. You gave us the true guidance. You gave us the path of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba, the Awliyaullah, the four schools of thought, all that. That is Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Finish. End of the story. You see? So don't let us go away from that path because of bribery and money and today what then what things happen. Allah protect us.
Amen.
And grant us وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمًا, from envelope us in your mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ, that you are the best of giver. And so last one, Surah 12, verse 101, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, that let me die with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.